Hello, everybody. Welcome back to 5 in 5, the Chelsea transfer show that gives you the five biggest stories in 5 minutes, so you have to go nowhere else on your commute home to get your Chelsea fill for the day of everything you've missed. If you're brand new around here, this is the Chelsea Echo. Make sure you give us a subscribe so you can follow us on all good podcasts and platforms. And if you're not new around here and you're coming back for the show, make sure you give us a five-star review. It really does help the pod out a lot, and we really, really appreciate all the support you guys given us on this show so far. Nearly up to 20,000 listeners. So if you're new around here, make sure you tell some others and let's hit that bar. But aside from that, let's get straight into the news. And Armando Broya is set to have talks with Enzo Maresca over his future at Chelsea Football Club. Now, the Albanian international has been linked with a move away from Stamford Bridge being a pure profit sale. Obviously, as we were reporting yesterday, if you aren't new around here, you will have heard that him and David Datra Fofana were up for sale by Chelsea, and Chelsea have nearly shifted to Fofana. He's potentially on his way to Leicester. They're just waiting to see if they can get an obligation to buy in that deal. But Armando Broya was left out of the squad in Chelsea's defeat to Real Madrid last night, and he's going to hold talks with Enzo Maresca over whether he has a future at the club, but we will let you guys know any developments when they come through. Moving swiftly on now, Alfie Gilchrist has completed his loan move to Sheffield United from Chelsea, leaving the Blues to go on a season-long loan in the Championship. And I can say I'm excited to see Passion Merchant Shackles in the Championship and see what else he can offer and get those minutes he deserves. Good luck, Alfie, from everyone here at the Chelsea Echo. Moving swiftly on, though, Trevor Chalobah is of interest to Crystal Palace. A £25 million move may be in the works for the Chelsea Academy product, who's been left out of the squad and out of the pre-season tour. He's been training with the under-21s and is expected to remain to do so, as he will not be allowed to join the first team squad until a move can materialise for him. Crystal Palace seems to be the place of interest for the England player, as Mark Gahey seems to be edging closer and closer to a move to Newcastle United. Of that move, by the way, I will say Chelsea do get 20% sell-on fee, so for £60 million that was being advertised, Chelsea will get a tidy sum in return. But this goes back to Chalobah, as he is of interest to Crystal Palace, who are looking to bring in someone to replace the outbound England international, and Trevor Chalobah is high up their list. A great move for Trev that would be, should it materialize. Of course, I think it's safe to say that a lot of us would want him to stay, but that is by the by, despite Chelsea's defensive ineptitude that's been on display so far in pre-season. Moving on, though, we go back to Victor Osimhen. Now, this obviously hasn't moved as much as we expected it to, and it seems like, according to Fabrizio Romano, this might be going right down to the wire and into the last week. Victor Osimhen is not going to cut his wages. That has been confirmed. He will not be moving from that 10.2 million net that he wants to receive from wherever he goes. PSG are maybe not going to move on with this deal, but Chelsea are still in the driving seat, with Napoli still being interested in Romelu Lukaku in return for the Nigerian international. But having said that, there has been a slight twist according to Calciomercato. So, according to them, Aston Villa are interested in signing the Belgian international to join them ahead of their Champions League campaign this season. Unai Emery is a big fan of the player, but his £325,000 a week wages are slightly eye-watering for the Birmingham outfit, and he may have to drop them slightly. Obviously, Chelsea and Aston Villa do have a relationship this summer, having seen Ian Matson go one way and Kellyman come the other to Stamford Bridge. Conor Gallagher was tipped for a move to go to Villa Park. However, that didn't materialise, and he is obviously on his way to Atletico Madrid, with that deal seemingly signed, sealed and delivered. We're just waiting for full confirmation from the clubs to see what happens there. But obviously, of course, that does also hinge on the Julian Alvarez deal, which is seeming to be stalling, with a €5 million difference between Julian Alvarez's wage demands and what Atletico Madrid can offer. So if you're new around here, make sure you stick around to hear if that deal does go through. Of course, Napoli, though, are now on the verge, because they want to sign Romelu Lukaku as quickly as possible, but are now being pushed by Aston Villa, showcasing their interest to see if he can be convinced to take a move to Birmingham. But that has been your transfer news for today. If you are new around here, as I said at the top of the show, please make sure you give the Chelsea Echo a follow on all good podcasting platforms and follow us on socials to get your transfer fix every single day. I've been Lou Beneventi, and I'll be telling you about all these transfers for the remainder of the window. Make sure you tune in on Sunday to listen to a fantastic journalist we'll have joining us to go through all the developments at Chelsea this week. But make sure you follow the Chelsea Echo. We'll see you tomorrow for your next transfer fix in 5 minutes. This has been 5 and 5, the Chelsea Transfer Show, and we will see you later. Ta-da.